my entire career, I'm not sure my mother knew what I did for a living. I mean, people would tell her, watch this movie, watch that, and she'd do it. But she didn't know what the day-to-day world was like to make these things.
Yeah.
She figures when you're making a movie, I'm working every day doing it, and right. you know that you know I do plays once in a while. But when I got on Criminal Minds, I remember my brother would tell her, every Wednesday, you know, watch Joey. You'll see him, you know. And so she'd watch it, and then she called my brother and said, Ronnie, I'm worried about Joey. She says, why? And she says, he's only working an hour a week. You know, she assumed that was it. Like from 9 to 10, that's what I was doing. I was doing the show, and then the rest of the week, I'm kind of sitting at home. She's thinking maybe I'll send him $20, you know. She said, no, it's okay. He's doing fine.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. That is Joe Mantegna talking about his mom being worried that he wasn't making enough money working 1 hour a week as a major Hollywood star. Really great conversation with Joe. Second time on the show, by the way. And we talk about Criminal Minds now coming out on streaming and why that's such a cool show for him to do in a different format where you can kind of be a little edgier with the content. Also talks about, a lot of cool stuff. His love of baseball growing up in Chicago. Really funny conversation with Joe. Before we get to that, I was thinking, you know, if somebody intimidates you and your boss or, you know, a sibling, your parents, just picture them showering naked. Yeah. Right. Because that's the great equalizer. Everybody gets naked in the shower and then it's just a hunk of flesh and hair getting wet. Maybe you don't want to picture your parents naked in the shower, but other than that, try it. I think it'll work. It'll work. That or, you know, my other suggestion, which I believe I've made on the podcast, which is just walk around with a welder's helmet on. And when someone starts to annoy you, just flip it down and say, got to go to work. That cuts off a conversation. Doesn't make it seem like you're being rude. It's just you got welding to do. And welding is the backbone of our American economy going back, centuries. So listen. If anybody's intimidating you, naked, shower. You're welcome. All right. Enjoy Joe Mantegna. And also spread the word about the podcast. We've got a lot of great guests coming up. And as you know, a lot of great guests that we've had. And please follow me on social media at Paul Mercurio if you're not already. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. And returning as a guest, the Tony Award winner for Glengarry Glen Ross, 30 years. He's been the voice of Fat Tony on The Simpsons. 30 years. Amazing. Starred in such films as Godfather 3, House of Games, and plays Special Agent David Rossi in Criminal Minds. Very excited that this show is coming back. Criminal Minds Evolution, streaming now on Paramount Plus every Thursday. It's the great actor, Joe Mantegna. Joe, great to have you back on the show again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the important stuff. Your Cubs, 500 yeah. season, my Red Sox, not so good either. Were you upset they got rid of Rizzo, by the way, that they didn't keep him?
Well, sure. First of all, yeah. I mean, but look, hey, it took us 108 years to get a World Series. And then you guys in, the Boston, you understand that about the waiting game there. So,
right.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I would love to have seen Rizzo stick around like they've seen half the team, stick around that were there. But things, I'm on a show called Criminal Minds Evolution. Obviously, that was Cubs Evolution. They had to go, move to another place, I guess. But
right.
Things change. What are you going to do? The movie called Things Change years ago, too. So, I mean, I'm used to that. So glad they did a World Series in my lifetime, in my mother's lifetime. My mother was 100 years old when they won the World Series, and which means they were on an 8-year losing streak when she was born. So anyway, but I can't be greedy there. So,
yeah, I know we got I don't know what the Red Sox are making all these moves and I don't understand it. It's like they finally get it right. And then they revert back to, all the dumb things that they do when they run these teams. It drives me crazy.
I know.
And, listen, by the way, can you just tell quickly the story about what your mom told your brother that she was worried about you, about how much you were working?
Oh, yeah. Well, my entire career, I'm not sure my mother knew what I did for a living. I mean, people would tell her, watch this movie, watch that, and she'd do it. But she didn't know what the day-to-day world was like to make these things. She figures when you're making a movie, I'm working every day doing it, and you know that you know I do plays once in a while. But when I've got on Criminal Minds, I remember my brother would tell her, "Why every Wednesday, you know, watch Joey, you'll see him." You know, and so she'd watch it, and then she called my brother and said, "Ronnie, I'm worried about Joey." And she says, "Why?" And she says, "He's only working an hour a week." You know, she assumed that that was it. Like from 9 to 10, that's what I was doing. I was doing the show, and then the rest of the week, I'm kind of sitting at home. She's thinking maybe I'll send him $20. You know. He said, no, it's okay. He's doing fine. And I think that's it. My mom lived to be 101 years old. And so better she kind of, when she finally passed, she was comfortable in knowing that, I guess Joey was doing okay. And he was just as well. Keeps me humble. You know, how can I take my career quite seriously when I think my mother doesn't even know what I did for a living. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. My mother's 95, had a furniture store. We just closed it after 63 years. We're Italian also and grew up in Providence, Rhode Island. And, you know, I started out, you know, on The Daily Show and then The Colbert Report. And I work on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, but she doesn't watch TV. Like, she's the only person I know. She does not watch TV at all. Like, she listens to talk radio really loud because she's got bad hearing and she's too cheap to buy a hearing aid because she still thinks it's depression. And so people would come into the store, you know, some articles were done on me and she put the magazine article up on the store somewhere and people would come in and go, "Who's that guy? That's my son. He works on that show, The Daily Show." My mother goes, "Yeah, you watch..." My mother goes, "You watch the Boob Tube?" And they go... And I'm like, the boob tube is what's, And so she had no idea.
Well, when I won the Tony Award, my mother didn't, you know, she watched it on TV. We told her to watch it. And luckily I won. So I was able to get up and speak. But afterwards, she couldn't quite remember what that was. So she would tell people like, "Joey won the Oscar for the plays." You know, because she knew what an Oscar was, but the Tony did kind of escaped her. So it was like,
Tony.
I was the winner of the Oscar for the plays for many years. Yeah.
Right. Now, what Tony was that named after? Anthony, who was that award named after?
Tony Bennett, probably, yeah.
Right, exactly. So listen, you're bringing the show back. You're back in the saddle with David Rossi. And very exciting because I love the show and your work is always so great. I'm curious, like after you two and a half year hiatus from a role and you step back into it, you're a different person. You're in a different place in your life. And you had talked about someone told you, gave you some advice about TV acting versus film and theater acting, which is TV acting, you know, if the thing goes, it lives, that character lives for a while. So make sure you imbue some of your own personality as Joe Mantegna into that character. So now here's Joe Mantegna 2.5 years later playing David Rossi again. How is David Rossi different now? You know, through the lens of your life.
Well, I mean, it is different. First of all, because as it turns out, there's some cataclysmic things that have happened in his life. You know, we find out that when people watch that first episode of Criminal Minds Evolution, first of all, when they see me, they go, "Oh my God, what happened to that guy?" You know, because I'm pretty disheveled, I'm pretty messed up, and you find out I've been through some pretty tragic stuff, and that's all makes for good drama, hopefully. And but it's true, like what you said, it's very important that I was able to, and it was great advice I'd gotten years ago from Don Belisario, who I'd worked with back then, who said, you know, "Hey, when you do a TV series, it might run for a long time. You might want to pick something you can relate to." So it's no accident the character's name is David Rossi. He's an Italian-American. You know, he likes to eat. He likes to cook. And also, if you know, I had Johnny Mathis as my best man in an episode back in like season, you know, whatever it was. So there's a lot of Joe Mantegna, you know, in, you know, David Rush, or these elements of it, let's put it that way. So it wasn't that hard to like jump back into it. I mean, it's just an extension, not that it's an extension of me, but David Rossi has, you know, some characteristics that I can certainly relate to and feel comfortable with. But it's an evolution though. This show is a little darker, a little deeper, a little heavier. It's got a great look to it. It's got a great sound to it. And I'm able to say a certain language that I couldn't say on network TV.
I was going to say, like, a couple of fellow Italians, I was like, you got to love the swearing, right? Come on.
Well, I mean, it's like, at least if nothing else, it's you know, like I say, it's realistic. In other words, it's This is what I would probably say in this situation, you know, which unfortunately on network TV, for obvious reasons, they can't let you do that.
Yeah. Well, you also, you know, the storyline ties into the pandemic, and for people who haven't started seeing it yet, so, you know, talk a little bit about sort of, you know, that sort of that part of the show and kind of the idea behind.
Well, you know, since we've got these 10 episodes to play with, and we're able to, besides having, you know, little things happen unique to each, you know, to each episode. This one storyline that goes through it is it's serialized. So in other words, because of the pandemic, there's this one guy, you know, the great actor Zach Guilford, you know, plays this character who takes us on this journey, which turns out to be the biggest case we've ever had, because he's organized all these, you know, would-be serial killers out there. And so it makes for, you know, obviously interesting, really drama, and we're all really, you know, feel really good about what we've done, you know, so far with the show, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to keep doing more.
And also, because you have 10, and it's almost, right, the story, you know, where if you, an episodic TV series week to week, it's got to wrap up in 46 minutes or whatever, you know, that hour, right? And then, you know, maybe there's an occasion where a storyline lives over a couple of episodes, but this, you can kind of delve into the storylines over 10 episodes, right? And really kind of drill down on stuff, which must be nice.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah.
How involved are you sort of in the scripts these days with the show? Do you pretty much take the scripts as is, or are you developing them a bit with the writers week to week or episode to episode?
Well, you know, we've been doing it a long time. So, I mean, obviously, you know, they know what they're doing. The writers, we have a real good take on it. We have input. We've always had some input as to where things go. But at this stage, you know, we're over, you know, 300 episodes that we've done of the show. The staff has a pretty good idea what they want to do. And we'll see as it continues. We very well possibly have more, you know, input if we come up with any sort of ideas that resonates with them.
You walk into the writer's room and they're like, I think that might be the Cubs calling. They probably are doing a trade.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, they want me to play left field. Yeah.
Did you get to throw a ball out, a pitch out,
I've done it many times. I've probably done it.
Oh my God! I want to do that in the worst way.
I threw out the first pitch of the game that Kerry Wood struck out 20 guys. So
I took a Hall
of Fame ball. He signed and dated it. I'm staring at it right now in my office. It's that was one of the games I threw out the first pitch, and he tied the major league record.
I keep telling my son, I go, I got to try to get bigger in this business so I can do it, or he's got to find a way to get me on that mound at Fenway to do it before I die. That's
I wish you the best. Yeah.
That's
all I can tell you. Aim high.
You know, it drives me crazy. Like whenever I'm watching it with my son and someone really throws a bad pitch, I'm like, you have months to practice that. I don't care who you are.
But you know what the thing is you're throwing from a mound. I go up on the rubber, you know, I throw from the mound and you forget that you're throwing down. You know what I mean? People forget that, you know, it's not straight across. That ball's going down. So that's what that's what I throw in the dirt. I learned that early on when the catcher told me. But hey, throw it higher than you think you should. And he was right. But anyway.
By the way, there's a little more gore in the show, which is good because I know you had made reference in an interview about, you know, you're a consummate actor and a storyteller, so you want this to be real in every way, shape, or form. And in real life, unfortunately, there's gore. But you talked about the old Westerns when you were a kid, and it made me laugh out loud when you watched the guy get shot. And you would be like, there'd be no blood or anything. It'd just be like,
If you're going to show it, let's show it. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Or is it in the, like I was watching Bonanza and reruns the other day, and they shot somebody and the guy just, and he just falls over and there's no blood. The shirt, you can see the creases in his pants. I mean, everything's perfect. Right. What'd you learn about profilers and as you know, obviously you do tremendous research, I'm sure, but what did you learn about profilers that surprised you or, obviously impress you, I'm sure, in sort of getting ready for the role and as you played the role over all these years?
Well, all of it impressed me. I mean, I think what I learned from it, probably very little, because that's the thing. It's like I portrayed it as honestly as I could, but it gave me such respect for them because I've been to Quantico numerous times and I've met these people and I got to know these people. So all I could say is, you know, playing one is a whole different thing than being one. And so it made me just appreciate what they have to do and how much, you know, they had to learn and how much, how serious it is. So I think that's the main thing, is that I have such respect for that job. And I would never pretend to say, oh, yeah, I think I picked up enough that I can maybe do this job. No, not in a million years. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, listen, I'm so glad that the show is back. It's on Paramount Plus now, streaming Criminal Minds Evolution Joey. I'm going to call you Joey like your mom did because they call me Paulie. It's great to have you on again. Take care.
All right, Paulie. You take care.
All right, there you go. That's Joe Montaigne, a great guy. He will definitely be back on again. I love talking to him. He's such a down-to-earth guy, amazing actor. Hope you guys are going to have a great week. Follow me on social media. Keep an eye on everything I'm doing, and you can check out my website. We're always posting stuff there and on my YouTube channel. And we will see you next week, everybody. Thanks.